Welcome to the May 7th recording of the CASB School Board Advocate with Matt Cook, CASB's Director of Public Policy and Advocacy. Look for the School Board Advocate recordings when the School Board Advocate is published. Right now, that's every other week. And if you don't have time to read the School Board Advocate in its entirety, we hope these recordings help to get you the information you need in order to move forward in your advocacy efforts. The recordings are available to members on CASB's website under the Advocacy tab, and you can also find a link in the School Board Advocate newsletter sent your way via email. Take it away, Matt.
Thanks, Leslie. We are getting to the few days left in the session. We're about 35 days left. The General Assembly, both the Senate leadership and House leadership, have pretty much consistently said they'd like to wrap up around Memorial Day sometime. Those of us down there watching calendars and whatnot have determined they've got a lot of work to do. So we kick off today with the School Finance Act. Many of you are wondering probably where the School Finance Act is. We've had the budget, the long bill, passed for a couple of weeks, and we still have not seen school finance. And the short answer is it should be any day now. It seems like that this year the School Finance Act will be pretty straightforward. In the long bill, or the state budget appropriation, the Joint Budget Committee placed a placeholder, if you will, to buy down the negative factor to approximately $572 million. And so that will just need to be accounted for in the School Finance Act. Two big things there. One, obviously, is inflation, and then also student growth. And those are the two key kind of calculators that actually we are still kind of waiting on. It is likely that in addition to the School Finance Act, we may see a bill related to adjusting some aspects of the Colorado school finance formula. As many of you who have been watching school finance for some time know, they've had three interim committees over the last several years, and they have yet to be able to come up with a solution to the school finance formula problems that they legislators and advocates and educators have faced for a couple of years now, since 1994, actually, when the formula went into place. So likely what's to be in that bill, and this is all speculative at this point, but it looks like they would like to look at adjusting at-risk student funding, trying to benefit students that are both free and free and reduced lunch, as well as some additional factor or categorical funding for English language learners, and then special education. And then the big one is the cost of living adjustment. The cost of living factor in the school finance formula is important to many districts, and it is one that is likely to be very contentious. So keep your eyes out for CASB legislative alerts, calls to action as we get closer to having both the School Finance Act and whatever bill that is going to adjust the school finance formula, what that looks like. There is a significant amount of action on a number of other fronts under the at the legislature right now. House Bill 21-1294 would require an audit of state accountability and standards programs. Many of those programs have been in place for more than a decade and have never been audited, and so we don't really know how well those things are working. CASB delegates have supported with resolutions this type of a bill. The bill came out of committee yesterday, the House Education Committee, with significant support, and it now will go to the financial process because there is a cost to appropriate the funds to do the audit. CASB sent out a legislative alert, and if you will take a look at the School Board Advocate, the one you receive in your email, there is a link to join that alert and contact your legislators and ask them to vote yes on House Bill 21-1294. The other bill of significance that has been introduced this week is House Bill 1304, which is the early childhood bill in Colorado. Of course, many of you know that Governor Jared Polis ran on a framework of full-day kindergarten and increased access to early childhood education. And so this bill now is how that will take place. So House Bill 21-1304, and it's simply titled Early Childhood Systems. This would create a new statewide agency that would manage the majority of preschool and early childhood. And so this is a brand new department that has never been created in Colorado. The bill calls for a task force, a working group to help with that transition and also gather additional stakeholder input. This is paid for by Proposition EE, which Colorado voters approved last November. And that is an additional tax on traditional tobacco, and liquid nicotine vaping products. That's where the funding for this new agency is coming from. We will see if that makes its way through. We encourage CASB members to talk to your superintendents, your fellow board members, your early childhood folks, and get their input on House Bill 21-1304. The other thing we have seen is now the legislature is beginning to look at allocating some of the federal stimulus money that has been sent our way as a result of the COVID-19 health pandemic. K-12 is not a big part of that because separate funds have been allocated, you know, through ESSER and the CARES Act and some other things. But there are a couple of bills we will highlight for you. Again, one that deals directly with early childhood, Senate Bill 21-236. It would increase the system capacity, and it has about $30 million spread out over a couple, three fiscal years. And so this would tie into what we just spoke about. Senate Bill 21-202 is a bill that would take $10 million from the general fund and give it to BEST, or the Building Excellent Schools Today, for a capital construction program that would earmark money for portable classroom-sized air filtration systems to help with certainly the filtration of the COVID, but also as schools move into the hotter summer months, the heat continues in the fall sometimes, again, trying to improve that indoor air quality. There's a couple other bills that we highlight in the written version of the school board advocate related to that, and so we would encourage you to take a look at those. Finally, Leslie, today we'll wrap up with a couple of bills that have just recently been introduced that CASB, either the Delegate Assembly or CASB members, have been instrumental in. The first is House Bill 21-1295. This creates a new rebuttable presumption in charter school appeals, and what it says is that if a local board of education has a charter school appeal to the state board of education because their application was denied, it creates a, and this is the quote, a rebuttable presumption that a local board's decision was in the best interest of the students, school district, or community if the decision was based on at least one of those specified considerations. And so we would encourage you to take a look at that and weigh in with House Bill 21-1295. Couple of updates as we wrap things up. House Bill 1051, Public Information Applicants for Public Employment. This is the bill that would allow a local government, school district, a special district to name a single finalist in an executive position like a city manager or a fire chief or, in the case of most CASB members, a school superintendent. Doesn't say that you only have to name one finalist, but it does say that if you name one finalist, that's allowed. And then House Bill 21-1055, Compensation for School District Board Members, has passed both chambers. This does not require boards to vote to have pay. In this case, it's a per diem, but it does allow it. And so that is awaiting additional information from the governor. And then the last thing we'll just wrap up to remind everybody that the CASB Fall Conference and Delegate Assembly is scheduled Friday, October 22nd and 23rd. The call for resolutions is now available on the CASB website, and the deadline for submissions this year is Friday, August 30th. So we know the boards are very busy. May, as you have graduations, wrap up the school year, negotiations with staff, and all the other things that go with putting the final touches on the school year, but we would encourage our member boards to take a few minutes, talk about how they would like to submit resolutions to the Delegate Assembly. Leslie, that's all we have this week.
Thanks, Matt. And this wraps up the May 7th recording of the CASB School Board Advocate. We want to thank the Colorado School District Self-Insurance Pool for their continued support of CASB School Board Advocate newsletter. We'll have the next recording available on May 21st, and until then, have a wonderful weekend.